Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The apostles had various purposes in writing to both churches and to individuals. Above all, they wanted members of the body of Christ to honor and to glorify God. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:30. Paul expressed another purpose for writing and for preaching when he told the Colossians that he wanted to present every man perfect or mature in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:28. Of what value is preaching if men and women are not prepared for eternal life? Paul warned his readers about being deceived and led astray from the saving power of the gospel. He said to the Colossians, "This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." Colossians 2:4. Is Paul saying in this verse that Christians can be beguiled by enticing words? Does that mean that Christians could fall from grace? If they were led astray by enticing words, but that in no way affected their salvation, why did Paul warn the Colossians about the problem? If Christian men and women cannot be seduced to follow the devil, the warnings in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 15-20, and throughout the New Testament are meaningless and empty. But you know God does not speak in vain. We must pay careful attention to what the Bible reveals. Nobody teaches that truth more plainly than the writer of Hebrews. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. The word beguile in our text is used only two times in the New Testament. The Greek New Testament uses other words which are rendered beguile in the King James Version. But the word we are studying is used only two times. James uses the word in the following verse, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." James 1:22. The Greek word translated deceiving is the same word we're talking about from Colossians. The word literally means to reckon or to reason sideways or to cheat. The ability to reason is a God-given blessing. But when one reasons contrary to the truth, he deceives others and leads them into error. In some areas of life, that might not be of crucial importance, but it is when we're talking about the salvation of souls. The adjective enticing means persuasive. The American Revised Version renders the Greek "with persuasiveness of speech." The idea is that the speech persuades and leads astray. Paul is not condemning persuasive speech, but he knew it could be misused in turning men away from God. Peter had such teachers in mind when he wrote, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not." 2 Peter 2:3. The expression "feigned words" means well-turned words, words which are designed to deceive the hearers. Peter gives an example of those who would use well-turned words to seduce their hearers to follow them and to forget about the Lord. The false teachers whom Peter had in mind spoke great swelling words of vanity and allured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they, that is the false teachers, promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. 2 Peter 2:18 and 19. It should disturb us to know that there are such teachers. That means we must keep our eyes trained on God's Word to keep from being deceived by fair speeches. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.